Welcome to the Daily News Summary for Monday, November 2nd, 2020. Wow, the day before the election. I just completed an interview with Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, and that interview I think should be posted probably either tonight or tomorrow in the morning. So be sure to check that out. But the main upshot from that interview is that Stuart Rhodes warns this isn't over tomorrow, that this is going to go on. The terrorism of the left will continue for months, all the way through January 20th. And the American people may be called upon to defend their nation as the Pentagon may ignore the orders of President Trump. Even if he invokes the Insurrection Act, there are enough Obama holdover traitors inside the Pentagon that they might shut that down. And then Trump will have to call up the militia. And that is every able-bodied man in America, and I suppose women who self-identify as men, if they want, grab a rifle, join us, defend the nation. We welcome transgenders to defend this republic. if you will fight for the republic, you are welcome to join us. Now, all right, we've got a lot of breaking news. First of all, yesterday, Kamala Harris basically publicly endorsed communism. She put out an animated video that called for all outcomes to be equal, saying that the government has to get involved and make sure that everybody has the same outcome. That is, of course, communism. That's one of the core pillars of communism. And she is endorsing it. She's taking a lot of heat for that, of course. And then also we have a red alert. Now, Dave Janda interviewed a lieutenant colonel. I believe his name is Tom McInerney. And this lieutenant general, lieutenant general, he warns that the CIA and the Democrats are working together to run what's called Operation Scorecard, which is a high-tech system, kind of like the Stuxnet virus that was built by U.S. and Israeli intelligence in order to sabotage the Iranian nuclear fuel centrifuge systems. But now this Operation Scorecard system is being deployed as a weapon against U.S. elections to steal the vote from Trump. And what it does is the voting machines in swing states like Pennsylvania are intercepted by CIA operatives, and then they have this algorithm run on those voting machines, and it alters the votes in a very covert way to make sure that Democrats are always about 3 percentage points ahead. So it changes just enough votes to have Joe Biden barely winning. So this is happening in Pennsylvania and other swing states like Michigan and North Carolina and so on, Wisconsin, of course. And the question about this election is not whether Trump can win the votes. We already know Trump can win the votes. The question is whether Trump can stop the fraud, because the fraud is so outrageous and out of control. The Democrats will do anything. They will commit massive fraud. They'll carry out violence. I mean, they've been showing this for the last several months, and they will steal the election if they can. So I've got a big story on that. It's called Red Alert, Dems Collude with CIA to Launch Intelligence Operation that Alters Voting Machine Results. You can see that up at naturalnews.com. With other news, there is a new Obamagate film that destroys the Russian collusion conspiracy theory. Check out the link to that on Natural News. Hunter Biden colluded with Russia to enrich his family's coffers. We have new evidence coming out on that. The Texas National Guard has been activated and deployed. We've covered that in previous days, so I won't go into too much detail. On the negative side of things, the Trump administration releases a plan to allow Medicare to cover the cost of coronavirus vaccines. So anyone dumb enough to get vaccinated against the coronavirus will have it done for free. Yes, free suicide, vaccine-induced mass death. All right, major TV networks are censoring coverage of the Biden email scandal. A new document reveals Hunter Biden's $1 million contract with the spy chief of China, Patrick He. I don't know what his name is in Chinese. I'm guessing how you pronounce it. It's hard to say when they're spelled in English. It's like, is it Ho? Is it He? Is it, you know, gotta hear it in Chinese first. Joe Biden in a video touts the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. See, Biden just came out and said it. He said they've got the most extensive voter fraud organization of all. And this is because he's aware of the Operation Scorecard that I mentioned. run by the CIA to rig the votes and alter the voting machines. So that's definitely happening. The question is, can they steal enough votes to steal the election? Now, remember, the media has set up a narrative where if Trump doesn't accept defeat, then he will be said to be stealing the election. So, in other words, if the Democrats rig it, which they're doing, and then Trump says, hey, you're rigging it, we caught you, then the Democrats will say, no, you refuse to accept the results of our rigging. Therefore, you're a military dictator, and we're going to throw you out of the White House. That's the narrative that the left is setting up. Remember that Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton and others have all said that the left will not accept any outcome other than Joe Biden winning. Even if Trump wins, they won't accept it. And they will say that Trump is carrying out a coup, even though he won. So watch for that. That's going to start tomorrow. Big tech is, of course, censoring like mad. Twitter has announced they're only going to allow 7 news organizations to announce official results. And those 7 organizations are all controlled by globalists. Gee, big surprise. So screw decentralization, right? There goes freedom of speech. It's gone. You can only get your news from 7 organizations. And if that sounds familiar, it's because there's only about maybe 5 to 7 globalist corporations that control everything you see and hear anyway. You know, from Comcast and AT&T and CNN and Disney and all that crap. It's all the same, you know, 5, 6, 7 companies. It's all the same people anyway. What a joke, right? Okay, Obama praises young leftists who are committing violence, says they're creating a new normal in America. He thinks it's awesome. Obama for arson. Yes, he loves it. Why not? He loves to destroy this nation anyway. There's a new bill in Canada that would criminalize Christian teaching on sexuality. Now, remember that Canada has been completely infiltrated and taken over by communist China. Justin Trudeau is a treasonous criminal. He should be arrested and removed from office. Instead, he is a Chinese puppet. So just as in China, Bibles are banned, people who worship Christ are imprisoned and sometimes killed and organ harvested, that's coming to Canada. Everything that's a China policy is coming to Canada. Euthanasia, mass killings, complete destruction of freedom. The Chinese are actually physically occupying sectors of Western Canada. I forgot the name of the island, but they've got a big military base there. And because of recent laws that were signed by Trudeau, China can have unlimited ownership of Canadian real estate, and they can even station their own troops to defend their real estate in Canada. So this is how China is invading and taking over Canada. And Canadians, a majority of them, are just going right along with it because it's progressive. It's awesome to just give up your country to a bunch of communists, you know. And the majority of Canadians, they give up their gun rights. They love abortion. They love killing babies. They love genocide. They love vaccines. They love doing what they're told. Reminds me of Australians, actually. And I know the people listening to this from Canada are not in that boat. I understand. You know, there's a resistance against this everywhere around the world. It's just that the majority in Canada go along with tyranny, just as, frankly, the majority in America go along with tyranny, too. You know, so I'm not singling out Canada for that. Thank God we have the Electoral College here in America. Otherwise, tyranny would already be in charge. All right, so let's see what else we have here. The Biden Five, we have a profile of America's most politically corrupt family, which is the Biden family. And then United Airlines is going to segregate passengers who do not submit to rapid COVID-19 testing. So if you don't agree to be tested, oh, you get bumped off the flight and you have to wait for another plane that is designated a non-compliant passenger plane. It's truly insane what we're watching unfold right now. Now, I want to remind you that Brighttown.social is the destination to stay informed. It has exploded in the last, I'd say, 48 hours. I can barely keep up with the posts there now. And on election day, it's just going to be, there's going to be so much news on there. So what you do is you sign up at Brighttown.social. And then once you sign up, on the left column, there's something called live stream. You click on that, and that shows you everything that everybody is posting. And when you're watching that, you find somebody that you like, you click on their username, and then you click follow to follow them. And that way, when you're on your homepage on Brighttown.social, you'll always see posts from the people that you've been following. On Brighttown Social, there is no shadow banning. There's virtually no censorship, except I think one time we had to kick somebody off for posting violence images or demonic, like weird demon images or something. I think we've censored one person so far, but it may be more to come as people try weird stuff. But so far, almost zero censorship on there. And you can say whatever you want. Most of the people there have been banned everywhere else. So you'll be in good company. Join us at brighttown.social. It's free to use. And it's awesome. It's a great source of information. So all day tomorrow, just check us out there. Stay informed. Be ready for everything. Chaos is coming. And also check out my interview with Stuart Rhodes. Should be up tomorrow morning. That has a lot of critical information. God bless America. Be sure to get out tomorrow and vote for Trump. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your blessings and for your support. This is Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com.